안녕하십니까? 2018년 10월 3학년 더 프리미엄 모의대학 수학능력시험 영어영역 듣기평가 안내 방송입니다. 잠시 후 2018년 10월 3학년 더 프리미엄 모의대학 수학능력시험 3교시 영어영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 선생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 선생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명, 수험 번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생 준수 사항을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기 평가는 타정 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, I'd like to know if you offer any outdoor activities.
Yes, we do. We have snorkeling and horseback riding tours.
Are they both available in the afternoon?
2번, 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, the electricity bill for last month is high. It's about $80.
That's not possible. We didn't use the air conditioner or heater in September.
I think it's because of the electric laundry dryer that we bought last month.
3번, 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, students and faculty of Wheelock Elementary School. This is your principal speaking. With the support of Wheelock PTA and the Kingsbury Fund, we have raised enough funds to enlarge the playground area for students. Beginning on November 6th, the school playground area will not be accessible due to construction. For your safety, please watch out for the temporary security fencing and markings to avoid the construction area at all times. This work is expected to be completed by November 21st. Our faculty will work creatively to use other outside areas so that students can have the opportunity to get out and play during recess. Thank you for your cooperation.
4번, 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
What are you doing now, Tim?
I'm getting rid of my parking permit sticker on my car. I recently moved, and this is for the old apartment.
Okay, but using a knife can leave scratches on the surface.
I put a wet towel on the sticker for a while before using the knife, but the sticky substance is a bit of a challenge.
Did you try insect spray?
Oh, is that effective?
Yeah, I heard that the chemicals in it help remove any sticky substances.
Okay, let me try it.
You can also use an eraser for the complete removal of anything that remains.
Oh, I didn't know that. Thanks, Kate.
(5번) 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, Mr. Cooper. I'm Jamie Haywood. We talked yesterday on the phone.
Oh, yes. Good morning, Ms. Haywood. Come this way. This is where all my fruit trees are grown.
Oh, it's huge. How many trees are here?
About 1,000. All of them bear marketable fruits.
I hear that your peaches are the best in this valley. I'll be happy to sell your peaches at my fruit stores.
Thank you. Actually, much of the produce used to go to C-Mart and the farmer's market.
I see. I'd like to buy some of your peaches in advance.
That's possible, but I hope your contract terms are good.
Well, we can talk about that after I look around your orchard.
Okay. Take your time.
Can I take photos as I look around? I'll need to talk it over with my business partners first.
Sure, no problem.
6번 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Is that your friend Bernie in the photo?
Yes. She is leasing a new studio near her art school, and she sent me this photo of it.
Oh, the window area without any curtains is so large.
Yeah, it allows a lot of sunlight in so that she can work in natural light.
Good for her. And I see her standing on the left of the photo, wearing a sleeveless shirt and shorts.
Yeah, that's Bernie. Look at this sofa under the windows. It looks cozy.
There's a blanket on it. I guess Bernie sometimes takes a nap there.
She might. She says she sometimes works all night.
I see. Maybe she's working on the large painting that's on the floor.
You mean that one with the mountain scene?
Right. Oh, I see some trophies on the shelf on the left wall.
Yeah, she is very talented. She's done really well.
7번 대화를 듣고 여자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, you're off tomorrow, right?
Yes, but I need to stop by my office to sort out some documents. It'll only take an hour. Why?
I registered to participate in the flea market at Central Park tomorrow. Can you meet up with me there?
Sure. What are you going to sell at the market?
I boxed up all of Jane's toys and clothes that she doesn't use anymore.
That's great. It's better to sell the things we no longer need instead of throwing them away. What do we need to organize for it?
I guess we need camping chairs to sit on if we're going to be there for a long time.
Right. I think they're in the storage. I'll put them in the car trunk now. What about the tent?
I don't think we'll need that. I already reserved a booth. So, while you're taking care of the chairs, I'll go to the bank.
The bank?
Yes. I'm going to change some money into coins and $1 bills. We'll need them for change.
Oh, that makes sense.
8번 대화를 듣고 남자가 하이킹을 갈 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
Whew, the final exams are finally over.
Yep, I'm so happy. What are you doing this afternoon?
I have a dental appointment at 3 p.m. and after that, I'll take a rest at home. What about you?
I'll take a nap for a while, too. Are you free tomorrow? I'm going hiking with my friends, and I want you to join us.
I'd love to go, but I can't.
Does your ankle still hurt? You were injured during PE class last week, weren't you?
Yes, but it's fine now. Well, I need to fill in for Brian because he can't do his part-time job tomorrow.
Did something happen to him?
No, he has to visit his sick grandmother. So he asked me if I could work at the hamburger store instead of him.
You're so kind. All right, we can go hiking together some other time.
Okay, Emma. See you later.
Good. 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Hello, ma'am. May I help you with something?
Hello. I'd like to buy two of the earliest tickets to Syracuse.
Okay, let me check. There's a train that leaves in 20 minutes.
How much is that?
A regular seat is $30 and a first-class seat is $50. But I'm afraid there are only a couple of tickets left in first class only.
That's pretty expensive. How about the next train? What time does that depart for Syracuse?
Just a second. At 2:30 p.m. That means you have a 2-hour wait.
Well, then I'll just have to go with the earlier one in first class.
Okay. You said you need two tickets, right?
Yes, for me and my 6-year-old son.
Oh, we provide preschoolers with a 20% discount.
Great. Here's my credit card.
10번 대화를 듣고 프린세스 패치에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
John, wow! Your dog Bella looks so adorable. You had her hair colored.
Yeah, I took her to the new pet shop called Princess Pets.
Oh, where is it? I'd like to take my dog there too.
It's on 7th Street right next to the fire station.
Oh, that's very close to my house. What's it like?
It's really great. There are 3 experienced employees, and they provide a variety of grooming services. They do top-quality work.
Do you know how much a grooming service costs?
It depends, but it'll be around $50 for the size of your dog, and you get 20% off this month.
Oh, nice. I'll take my dog there. Do you know their business hours?
They're closed on Sundays, but they're open until 7 p.m. during weekdays and Saturdays.
Thanks for all that.
My pleasure.
11번 그린 컨트리 클럽 골프 대회에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, everyone. Youth Services invites local golfers to participate in the golf tournament at Green Country Club on Saturday, November 3rd. This is the 33rd year that Youth Services has organized this tournament to support young people in need. The tournament will begin at 11 a.m. sharp, and there will be a dinner party following the tournament. The all-inclusive registration fee, which covers greens fee and cart, a bag lunch and dinner following the tournament, is $130 per individual. For those not playing golf, dinner-only tickets may be purchased for $75 each. To register, Visit www.youthservices.org or call 802-257-0361. We hope many of you will participate. Thank you.
(12번) 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 선택한 콘서트를 고르시오.
Matthew, what do you think of going to a concert next Saturday?
Sounds great. It's been a while since we went to a concert.
Let me show you the list of concerts here on my smartphone.
Ryan Nunez. I don't like his songs that much.
Me neither. And I think this one is too expensive. Paying $100 for the two of us doesn't seem like a good idea.
I agree.
I've never been to a standing concert before. How about you?
I have, and I guarantee that the standing concert will be much more exciting and fun.
Okay, I'll try it this time.
Now we have two choices left.
Judy Poster sounds interesting, but I'm not sure if I can make it at 7 p.m. You know my part-time job finishes at 6.
Then let's choose the one that starts a little later.
Okay, I'll reserve two tickets for us.
13번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Jefferson High School. How can I help you?
Hello, I'm the mother of a freshman who is going to enter the school. Could I ask you some questions, please?
Sure. What would you like to know?
I visited the school website, but I couldn't find what time school finishes on the very first day.
All freshmen should be at school before 9 a.m., and they can go home around 12 p.m. after the orientation.
Okay. And concerning school uniform, the phone number of the store on the school website is incorrect.
Oh, really?
Yes. I tried that number several times, but no one answered. I think the number is no longer in use.
Oh, I'm really sorry for the inconvenience.
I'm sure the other parents are having the same problem as me.
14번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Annie. I'm planning to visit Spain during this winter break. Do you have any tips for me?
Well, the weather is quite rainy and cloudy there.
Really? I thought it'd be sunny.
It's very hot and sunny in summer, but not in winter.
Then what kind of clothes should I pack?
The temperature is not very low, so you don't need thick, heavy coats. I'd advise packing light winter jackets.
I don't have any. I think I should buy some before leaving.
I think that's a good idea.
What about shoes? Would hiking boots be okay?
That's not enough. If you plan to go to a good restaurant or a classical music concert, you need to wear something formal.
Really? Then I'll pack a pair of formal shoes and a jacket for those occasions.
15번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 조셉이 점원에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Joseph has been saving money for 6 months.
and finally buys a tablet PC that he really wants to have. As soon as he gets home, he opens the box and finds out there is a problem with its screen. So he goes back to the store and tells the sales clerk that there are some scratches on the screen. The sales clerk apologizes and asks Joseph if he wants a refund or exchange. Joseph asks for an exchange, and the sales clerk brings a new box. Joseph wants to make sure everything is okay, so he decides to ask the sales clerk if he can take the new tablet PC out of the box and examine it in person. In this situation, what would Joseph most likely say to the sales clerk?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번, 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Good morning, everybody. Today we're going to explore the work of a vocal coach, one of the main professions that serve the music industry. Vocal coaches have been around for many centuries. They help singers to improve their singing techniques and develop their voice. They used to work in classical music genres such as opera and choir. 18th century opera had long vocal lines intended to show off the beauty of the voice. So vocal coaches helped and trained singers to use their voices to their full potential in the healthiest and most efficient way. Today, vocal coaches work in pop music genres such as rock, folk, and country. While some vocal coaches provide a range of instruction on singing techniques, others specialize in areas such as breathing or pronunciation. Since they know the strengths and weaknesses of singers, vocal coaches sometimes advise singers on lyric writing for a music production, even in hip-hop and reggae music. Vocal coaches also train people for public speeches and other business conversations. Now, let's listen to some interviews with two leading people in the field.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Good morning, everybody. Today we're going to explore the work of a vocal coach, one of the main professions that serve the music industry. Vocal coaches have been around for many centuries. They help singers to improve their singing techniques and develop their voice. They used to work in classical music genres such as opera and choir. 18th century opera had long vocal lines intended to show off the beauty of the voice. So vocal coaches helped and trained singers to use their voices to their full potential in the healthiest and most efficient way. Today, vocal coaches work in pop music genres such as rock, folk, and country. While some vocal coaches provide a range of instruction on singing techniques, others specialize in areas such as breathing or pronunciation. Since they know the strengths and weaknesses of singers, vocal coaches sometimes advise singers on lyric writing for a music production, even in hip-hop and reggae music. Vocal coaches also train people for public speeches and other business conversations. Now, let's listen to some interviews with two leading people in the field.
16번 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 음악 장르가 아닌 것은? (18번) 이제 듣기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.